This is no huge surprise. When you give people bail, you are trusting them. You're trusting them to follow the rules and comply with the bail conditions. But when you're dealing with the blockheads from Blockade Australia, we should have known that that was not going to happen. The woman with a nose ring who locked her head to a steering wheel and blocked the harbour tunnel has breached bail. A magistrate released Marley Cooper on the condition she returned to Lismore and didn't hang around the Sydney CBD. It took her, what, 24 hours to ignore that? To defy the order and breach the bail? She was allegedly part of a small gathering at Earlwood yesterday afternoon. And this time around, she was refused bail and she will appear in court this morning. But the magistrates just don't get it. If you give these fruitcakes another chance, they just toss it back in your face. So Marley Cooper is back behind bars. But this morning, I want you to send your thoughts and prayers to another young protester because she's doing it tough and I'm not sure whether she's going to survive. Her name is Harley McDonald Eckersall. And Harley is really struggling at the moment. She was one of the blockheads arrested over the chaos on Monday. She's accused of blocking our roads and basically being a public pest. And poor old Harley had to spend a night in a police cell. So she's used her mobile phone to update her Facebook account and write a blog about her night behind bars. Now, don't laugh, because this is supposed to be really sad. Cue the violins. This is what she wrote. In New South Wales, police can hold you for up to 6 hours of investigation time. I spent 29 hours in custody. About half of that time was spent in what was a see-through box. It gave me enough room to lie flat with my head pressed against the wall. The other half was spent in a cell with constant cold air blowing and thin blankets. This is how people who stand up and fight for our planet are being treated. Just FYI, the cheese sandwich at Surry Hills Police Station is not vegan. That's the message that she posted online. Well, stick a fork in me because I'm officially done. The cheese sandwich at Surry Hills Police Station is not vegan? What the hell is going on here? Next thing you'll tell me they've run out of tofu. Did they have activated almonds? Did they have a meditation room or a safe space, I wonder? Can someone please get onto New South Wales Police and find out what's going on? Can we set up a GoFundMe page for Harley? Harley, you were arrested for a reason because you were acting like a selfish blockhead. You ignored all the warnings, you were putting lives in danger, and you are an idiot. If you don't like the way the law works in Australia, you can try your luck overseas, Harley, because in other parts of the world, you can be locked up for months or years without charge. Harley says, our planet is dying, and for many, the apocalypse has already arrived. Harley, I think the apocalypse arrived when you realised there were no vegan menu options in police cells.